Okay, so I'm reading it inside. Al Yisrael, for Israel, whoever Israel is. Al Rabbanon, for the rabbis. Val Talmidein, and for their disciples. Val Kol Talmideis Talmidein, and all the disciples of their disciples. Val Kol Mondo Oskim Berais, and all of those mons who learned Torah. Now, girls, remember that we spent weeks explaining what Yisrael is and what Rabbanon is. Now they're just words, but we spent so much time opening up all of these ideas. And the Ba'asra HaDein that are in this place, the B'chol Asar V'Asar, they're in all places. Now, the last three classes, I think, were the second half of this, which is the prayer. Yehei L'Hoyin U'L'Choyin, it should be for them and for you. Shlomo Rabba, abundant peace. China, grace. Chista, kindness. Rachman, compassion. Chanarichim, long life. As in Revicha means abundant panosa, v'kana, and redemption. Now we turn this around. We turn this around. That instead of these seven terms being the gift that you're asking for, we translated these seven things as the vehicles for the gift. Shlomo Rabba is not the gift. Yehei is the gift. China is not the gift. Yehei is the gift. Chista is not the gift. Yehei is the gift. Rachman is not the gift. Yehei is the gift. And of course, today we added Chaim Arichim is not the gift. Mezein Revicha isn't the gift. Purkana isn't the gift. The gift is Yehei. The gift is something ruchniistic. And these seven things are the levush, or the kli, for receiving the Yehei, right? All of this is Kabbalah. It's based on the Ramak. I didn't make it up. I didn't make up the basic point. I blew it up. I guess that is the same thing as making the kernel of this entire conversation, which is going on now for over two classes, is the words of the Arizal, of the Ramak. Now, if you would just read those words again, but disregard the Ramak, you would just translate Yehei L'Hoinu L'Choin, it should be for them and for you. Shlomo Rabba, a lot of peace. We should all have a lot of peace. In other words, if you don't read it Kabbalistically, but you read it plainly, the tefillah is that we should have peace, and then we should have graciousness, and we should have kindness, and we should have compassion, and we should have long life, and we should have abundant parnasa, and we should have redemption. If you read these seven items without the Kabbalistic touch on the word Yehei, you would basically translate them the same way we did. Right, but you wouldn't say Shlomo Rabba is a keli for Yehei. We should have the gift of peace, which is an awesome gift. The greatest gift any human being can have is the gift of peace. Because in order to be at peace, you got to bring everything. I discussed this last week at length. You have to bring all your parts of yourself together, and so on and so forth. So now we're going to finish. Okay, min kadam avurin debishmaya. From kadam means before or in front of. Our Father that is in heaven. That's how they translate those words. What does it say in the English? From their Father in heaven. That's what, from their Father in heaven. Min kod mavur in the Mishmaya. From their Father in heaven. Now, girls, how do you make this into 45 minutes? No problem. I can do it for 4 hours also if I wanted. Min kod mavur in the Mishmaya. I just want to, by the way, you were not involved in the vote. But even if you had voted for the Sikha, there would have still been a majority for Kaddish. So that's what happened. Okay? The way I'm going to present this to you is to tell you that there's another Nusach. We say, Min Kod Mavur in the Mishmaya, from before our Father in heaven. There are other Nuschois, including pretty famous ones, the Abudraham. Abudraham is, bar none, the most important book on Siddur ever. Okay? The Abudraham lived about 700 years ago. And in Chabad, he's called Rado, Reish Dal Dalak, which stands for Rav David Abudraham. He's from the Rishonim. He was a Baruch HaKodesh. He was a holy man, an inspired man. And he wrote what will be, until Mashiach comes, the most important commentary on Siddur. Very, very important. The Rebbe quotes him all the time. And he's the go-to book. When you give a class on a Siddur, the first place you look is the Abudraham. Because the Abudraham explains the Siddur word for word. Word for word. I don't know. I could look and I could research, but I don't know, and I don't want to lie to you. And he has what's... You know, I've told this to you many times before. The word Siddur has evolved. The word Siddur for us means a prayer book. Not so long ago, the word Siddur meant a Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. The word siddur means an order of life. The word siddur means to organize, to arrange. And siddur meant teaching you how to live. So if you go back to the siddurim of the Rishonim, and there's many of them, there's a siddur from Rashi, there's a siddur from so many Rishonim. And a siddur is very little about actually what you read when you daven. It talks about how you get up in the morning and how you get dressed and how you go to shul and how you come home and how you eat breakfast and how you bench and how you go to work and how you study Torah. A siddur really was a guide to practical living. That's what it was. And it's evolved, it's become a prayer book. So the Radah wrote a siddur, which means a guide to life. But he goes through the whole life. He goes through the day, he goes through the week, he goes through the year, and he goes through the life of a person. And in each case, he tells you how you're supposed to behave. It's a practical guide to living. But when it comes to the actual text of prayer, he explains every word. So when it comes to Kaddish, in his version, it doesn't say, you have it in front of you, min kodem avoy lishmaya. You have it in front of you? His says, min kodem mori shmaya va'ara. Which means, before the master of heaven and earth. What does our say? From before our Father in heaven. Correct? You listening to me? Yeah. There's a different nusach. We call Hashem our Father. He calls Hashem our Master. We identify Hashem as our Father in heaven. He identifies Hashem as our Master of heaven and earth. Nusach, how long do you think I can talk now? When you contrast these two nuschois, you have to scratch and say, okay, so why do we say what we say and not say what the Abudraham says to say? Abudraham wrote, he lived 700 years ago, and he probably didn't necessarily write his own nusach. He also was born. He also was a little kid. And there was a siddur that he davened out of. I'm sure that over the course of his life, he refined his nusach and so on and so forth. But min kodem morish ma'iva'ara, from before the master of heaven and earth, was a nusach that existed in the time of the Radah. And by the way, in many later siddurim, you have that version. In other words, not everybody davens exactly like we do. I'm just looking. The Ramak has min kodem morish ma'iva'ara. The Ramak, who was a Kabbalist, who lived much later than him, 200 years after him at least, says min kodem morish ma'iva va'ara. Okay? And he, by the way, explains it Kabbalistically also, that it goes on Zohar Malchus of Atzilus. I have a siddur Ashkenaz Yoshan min kodem morish ma'iva va'ara. In other words, it's quite common. There are two different versions of how you read these couple of words. That you're talking about a bunch of people who are involved in learning Torah. You're giving them a bunch of brachas, or you're giving them one bracha with a bunch of different shirts. And then you say, where is the bracha going to come from? How are you going to get this bracha? Min kodem avuayin de bishmaya, from our Father in heaven. That's what we say. And many neshchai say, min kodem morish maivara, from before our Master of heaven and earth. So, by contrast, in the Torah neshchais, we'll have a sense of what it is that we're doing. And in Pashas Chayisara, you remember Pashas Chayisara? In Pashas Chayisara, Avraham Avinu calls in his slave, who's called Eved Avraham. He's never identified by name, not once. We know who he is. His name is Eliezer. But throughout the entire story, he's identified as Eved Avraham, the servant of Avraham Avinu. And he says to him, Sim no yotcha tachas yerechi, put your hand on a mitzvah and swear that you're not going to take from my daughter, my son, a girl from Canaan, but you're going to go to Aram Naraim, you're going to go to Haran and bring back a girl from there, and hopefully from my family, right? And of course, Rivka is a cousin of Yitzchak. And Eliezer says to Avraham Avinu, what happened if she doesn't want to come? If your son doesn't want to come. So the first question, of course, is, should I take him there? Should I take Yitzchak there? He says, no. Yitzchak is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because Yitzchak was an Eilat Tmima. You all know these things, but you learned them in school. So then Eliezer says, so then what am I going to do? So Avraham Avinu says, Hashem will help. That's basically his answer. But the way he says Hashem will help is that Hashem, Elekeya, Shamayim, Velekeya, Oretz. God Almighty, who is the God of the heaven and the God of the earth, Hashem Nishbali, that protected me and he swore to me and he promised me all of these things, who Yishlach Malachai Lefanecha, he will send his angel before you. Is there a Chumash Bereishis any place handy? V'lakachta Isha V'mishama, and you're going to bring a daughter, a wife for my son. But there's a really odd anomaly which Rashi observes. What's the anomaly? The anomaly is this. We're reading Genesis 24, okay? Bereshis, Kapitel Yudalad. Okay? So in Genesis 24:3, it says, Vashbiacha, I'm going to make you swear, Bashem in God, Elekei HaShemayim v'Elekei HaOres, the God of heaven and the God of earth. You're not going to take a wife for my son from the Canaanites. And then, of course, Eliezer says, what if she doesn't want to come? And he says, she will. Hashem is going to help. So in Genesis 24:7, that's four psukim later, it says, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim, God who is the God of the heavens, Asher lakachani beis avi umibedes melalati, took me out of my father's house and the land of my birth, Vashadibili, he spoke about me, Vashanishbili, and he swore to me, So Rashi right away jumps on it. In Pasuk Gimel, it says, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim, Elokei HaOretz. And in Pasuk Zayin, it says, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim, doesn't say Elokei HaOretz. Does anybody remember what Rashi says? Rashi says that Avraham Avinu says to Eliezer, when I left home, God was the God of the heavens and not the earth. Now, God is the God of the heavens and God of the earth. Why? Do you remember? Because I taught the world about Hashem. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that Avraham says, once upon a time, God was God only of the heavens, because on earth, no one was interested in him. And I was interested in him. So he liked me. I liked him. He liked me. And he made me all kinds of promises, and he gave me all kinds of blessings, and he's kept his word. And he'll bring you, he'll make sure that you'll be able to ascertain a wife. You'll be able to acquire a wife for Yitzchak. A few psukim before, when he's talking about Hashem in present tense rather than in past tense, he says, Elokei HaShemayim, Elokei HaOretz. So girls, when I read this, Min Kavavoyin Devishmaya, that we in our Nusach say, that this bracha of Yehei, Shlomo Rabachin, all those things, is Min Kavavoyin from our Father in Heaven. I said, fine, okay, from our Father in Heaven, Father's in Heaven. But when I came across the altar of Nusach, I got very nervous. Because saying that Hashem is our Father in Heaven and not our Father on Earth, is not good. Because Hashem is not our Father in Heaven, Hashem is our Father everywhere. And the proof is that in the Ramak's version it says, I'm not the Ramak and also the Abud Raham. And again, I'm telling you this, girls, I don't know how many of you are going to spend the rest of your life researching Siddur, but I'm whetting your appetite. I mean, you come in this room and I'm in the middle of the Siddur, you leave this room, I'm still in the middle of the Siddur, I get a new class of students, I keep reading Siddur. I'm the only one who's taking this whole trip, unless you're courageous enough and interested enough to visit me online every week and keep up with my Siddur classes. But I am whetting your appetite to how much you can learn from our prayer book. And remember the name, Abud Raham, very important book. It may even be translated in English at this point. It's incredibly special. It's really very, very special.
How do you spell his name?
The way it sounds. He's not American. In Hebrew. Aleph, Beis, Vav, Dalet, Reish, Hei, Mem. Abud Raham. And the Budraham has been called Mori Shmaya Va'ara, the master of heaven and earth. Now, that makes much more sense, huh? You're davening and you're asking that Hashem should give a Ruach HaKadosh to a person who's a student of Torah on one of the five levels, Yisrael, Rabbana, Talmidei, 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 Komando, Oskei, Ba'eraisa, and Hashem, who is giving him the bracha, is identified Avu and the Bishmaya, our Father in heaven. Shouldn't he be identified as the Father in heaven and earth? Or shouldn't he be identified as our master of heaven and earth? So this made me nervous, okay? I don't need reasons to be nervous. I'm nervous anyway, but this helped. I had an excuse. An excuse that I could share, put it that way, okay? So this was the... When I was planning to teach these few... It's four words. Min, kodem, avu, and vishmaya. The first thing that struck me when I saw that was, how come we don't say min shmaya va'ara? And of course, on the face of it... On the face of it, to use an old classic Talmudic idiom, one question answers the other. Because there are two differences between our Nusach and the Nusach of the Budraham and the Ramak. The difference is, we call Hashem our Father, he calls Hashem our Master. Right? There's a big difference between Hashem as our Father and Hashem as our Master. What's the difference? Okay, I'll start a sentence, you finish it. If God is my Father, then I am His daughter or son. Correct? If God is my master, then I am his servant or subject. So it's complex. Right? True or false? Right? One of the things that we say all the time and never pay attention to is Avinu Malkeinu. Our father, our king. Those are two very different relationships. And we put them in the same sentence, which is really a dichotomy. It's a contradiction. If Hashem is your father, he's not your king. If Hashem is your king, your father can't be your king. And yet we put them into the same sentence. And of course, Chassidus obsesses over this. Chassidus spent so much time and effort in resolving the conflict of Avinu Malkeinu. Really, Chassidus is bothered by the duality of our father, our king. And of course, the classic answer is, if you're on a higher level, he's your father. If he's in a lower level, he's your king. And yet, all of us, those of us who are on high levels, those of us who are on low levels, all say, Avinu Malkeinu, Chatonu Lefanech, Avinu Malkeinu, Inlan Melech Elohata. And we say, I think, 44 times, Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king. And this is how you need to understand this. If Hashem is your father, you are his son. If Hashem is your father and you are his son, you live in heaven. Because Kabbalistically, heaven means Atzilus. Okay? Atzilus is the world where you can call Hashem a father and us children. In the worlds lower than Atzilus, Hashem is not our father, Hashem is our king. That's the difference. So the question answers itself, really. There are two versions to these words. Our choice. The Alter Rebbe's choice, and we follow, because we're smart enough to know that on occasion we should be stupid. Trust. If Hashem is your father, then he's a father in heaven. Not he's a father in heaven and we're on earth. He's a father in heaven and we've raised ourselves to heaven. Alternatively, if we don't call him our father, but we call him instead our master, then we have to say master of heaven and earth, because if he's our master, we're his subjects. Subjects, servants, slaves, as you suggested, are not close to their master. They're distant, they're remote. So I think the issue resolves itself. If Hashem is our father, we are his children. If Hashem is our father and we are his children, we meet him in Shamayim. Not Shamayim, not as opposed to, it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom, that we're not physically living. It means on this earth we have a father-son relationship or a father-daughter relationship, which is very deep, it's very special. Being a child of Hashem and experiencing Hashem as your father is a very deep, it's a madrega for big tzaddikim. It really is, madrega for big tzaddikim. Parents and children are close, or they're supposed to be, right? They're not only close because they're friendly and they share things, they're close because they're similar. What makes parents and children's relationship so deep? They share so much. They don't only share so much of life experience, they share so much of their substance, of their character. I have, Baruch Hashem, my wife and I, have 9 children. And we're always pointing out different attributes in our kids, good and not so good. And this is from me, this is from you. I mean, I'll never say to my wife, this is your midah, unless it's a good one. But we see in our children ourselves, and there are mixes and matches. Every kid is, they're 9 worlds. They're mamish 9 worlds. And as they grow up, they become more distinctive, you know. As much as people think that, you know, kids grew up in the same house, they're copies of each other, they look quite similar. But they're 9 worlds, and this one has this strength, this one has this weakness, this one has this fear, and this one is not afraid of this, and so on and so forth. And you see yourself in your children, the good and the bad. So when you call Hashem your father, what are you saying? That you're like Hashem. Now, of course, you don't mean Hashem in his essence, because Hashem in his essence is nothing and everything. You mean Hashem, as we call him, Adam Ha'Elyon, the supernal man, and Atzilus. So if you're calling Hashem your father, you're meeting him in heaven. On earth, you're living on this world, but your world is a Shamayim world. So the Alter Rebbe chose the Nusach min Kod Mavu in the Vishmaya. He didn't consult with me, by the way. He didn't ask me. If he would have asked me, then he wouldn't have been the Alter Rebbe, right? That's how silly is that. The Alter Rebbe chose the Nusach min Kod Mavu in the Vishmaya. You're davening for Yidden who are learning Torah. And what are you davening for? For Ruach HaKodesh, that's what you're davening for. You're davening for divine spirit. You're davening for spirituality. And when you're davening for divine spirit, you say, Min Kadma Vuin Devishmaya, from our Father in heaven. You don't say from our Father on earth, because if you relate to Hashem as a Father, then you meet Him in the heavens. So here's my idea. Here's my idea. And that's all this is an idea. It's a suggestion. It's a postulation. Or to say it more comprehensively, I'm going to say something, and then you heard not with me. That when you read this part of the prayer, you have two choices. When you read these words that we read in the previous class and in the class from 2 weeks ago and the end of the class from 2 weeks before that when I introduced you to Mr. Yehei, you have two choices. What are the two choices? The two choices are that the word Yehei is the most important word or the word Yehei is the least important word. Correct? Do we understand that? Yeah, you're here, girls. Week after week, you get this, right? I'm teaching you. I'm not just talking into the wind. Yes? Either Yehei is the most important word. If Yehei is the most important word, what are we davening for? For something spiritual, something very, very lofty. So if you translate Yehei as the key word in this prayer, that we should be zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh, it makes complete sense that you'll say, Min Kadam Avuhei Nevishmaya, from our Father in heaven. And you're not going to mention earth. Why not? Because if you are on a level where you have a shaykhis, we have a relationship with the idea of Ruach HaKodesh, you're meeting Avuhin Bishmaya in heaven. Sound good? Alternatively, if you translate the words simply, and Yehei is just a prefix, Yehei is an adverb, it should be. So what is the bracha? In those seven brachas, you have very, very lofty spiritual things and very, very down-to-earth simple things. So it makes sense that you wouldn't use the word avuhan, you wouldn't call Hashem your father, because the issue at stake is not something intimate, it's not something which, in quotes, our neshama has in common with God, talking about real material things. So you call Him our master of heaven and earth. Because if this prayer is not about something esoteric, something lofty, something spiritual like Yehei, but it's about real things, Shlomo Rava is awesome. For a person to have peace within himself and be alive is awesome. Chino, it's not as awesome, it's also pretty cool, yeah? Chista and Rachamin, they're good midas. Chayin Arichem, Zayin Arvicho, Pekona are physical things. Long life, abundant panasa. Redemption, they're psychological, they're also spiritual, but they're very, very down to earth. So you'll say, Min Kadam More, Shmaya Va'ara, from before our Master of heaven and earth. Some of these blessings are like heaven and some of these blessings are like earth. So it all works, it fits. It fits exactly. Only problem is we're not sure if it's true or false. But this is how I'm translating it. The reason we say, Min Kadam Avuin Devishmaya, is because we see Yehei as a noun. If we saw Yehei as a verb or as an adverb, then we would say Min Kadam More Shmaya Va'ara. But there's a huge problem with what I just said. You know what the huge problem is? The Ramak is the one who made the key word Yehei. And he says Min Kadam More Shmaya Va'ara. You understand what I just... Do you understand the problem? The Ramak is the one who said that Yehei doesn't mean it should be, but Yehei means this is the bracha. So if I'm right, then the Ramak should certainly say, Min Kadma Avuin Devishmaya. Why would the Ramak say that Yehei is the blessing and at the same time say, Min Kadma Morishmaya Va'ara? This is the end. This is the end. That's it. After this comes Kang V'imru Amen. That's it. We're over. We're done. We're actually finished.